It's always intriguing, isn't it, when a military government begins to overhaul the electoral system. But that is what is happening in Thailand. The military government says it has begun that process. And this comes after the junta leader, General Prayut Chan-o-cha, announced that polls are going to take place in late 2015. That, however, is not the only development. General Prayut Chan-o-cha has also issued an arrest warrant for 8 members of an anti-coup group. He's linked them to almost 2,000 weapons that were seized in raids. Amongst those facing arrest is a man by the name of Jakrapol Penkir, who was once the foreign minister and also a spokesman for the government of the former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. He's one of the leaders of the anti-coup movement, Organisation of Free Thais for Human Rights and Democracy. And I suppose now he's on the run. He joins me via Skype from somewhere. I don't know where that somewhere is. And I suspect that's the way it has to be. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your time, Jakrapol.
Thank you.
Are you worried?
No. I just see this as a true color of the dictatorship in Thailand now that the world will see soon.
Well, you might see it that way, but that doesn't mean that there's no cause for concern. Presumably, you can't go back to Thailand.
Well, I have been away 5 years. That's long enough for me to finish with my concerns and ready for the next steps.
What next steps do you mean?
The next steps are the Thai society needs a lot of international understanding and domestic re-education. The Thai society has praised itself for being a democracy for a long time, but it was not to be. Actually, the grain of the society has been familiarized with the different forms of dictatorship. And when there is one as blatant and direct as this one, I think that more and more people will stand on the anti-dictatorship side.
Right, but in standing on that side, does that mean opposing the elections that are forthcoming and in that way opposing the democratic process?
Oh, well, if you look back just, I would say, a few months earlier, the Yingluck government, which was democratically elected and was a part of it, is on our side, had been begging for an election. And the other side, with the army included, now we know, had blocked that election. So we came to the turbulences and thus this coup d'etat.
But
so
now nonetheless, there is an election due to take place in late 2015. Wouldn't it be appropriate to take part in that political process?
But would you believe a thief who robbed your house to preach you for a high morality? You couldn't believe that. These are thieves. These are robbers of democracy. So we have to see them out of the picture before we could believe that any moral democracy or democratization could take place.
But what do you do then to stop an election taking place in 2015?
If the whole country stand up and say that we don't want you guys, just go out and let us have the 1997 constitution to base these elections on, then the country would resume normalcy.
Are the weapons yours?
No. We are not dealing with anything violent or armed because that's not the way to reach the purpose of democracy, no.
2,000 guns, ammunition, explosive devices, these have been seized since May. They're now on public display, incidentally. Over the weekend, the military rulers did that. It's one thing for you to say that you have no connection to it. Clearly, they're alleging that you do.
All right. They're alleging.
But are you going to fight this in court? Are you going to protest your innocence in a legal forum?
When the court is just and transparent, then we'll bring the cases to court. Why now? I mean, the whole country has been ruined. The whole rule of law has been ruined. So what would you base your case upon? So yes, we would do that, but not now.
So I guess what that means then is that you have no intention of getting back to Thailand to see off these charges. You will just live with them hanging over your head.
Not before the whole country realizes what they're up to. We need an expression of massive support to this course, which might take some time to gather because of the repression and the brutality that goes on. So once that happens, I believe that anything will do, the election, the coming to the country, or to bring the case to court.
Do you think it's possible, though, that the military rulers might have changed their orientation, maybe that they are genuinely sincere in these procedures taking place, that justice might be served through them? I note this week that they've challenged the former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat also to end his self-imposed exile in Dubai and return to Thailand to fight the legal charges in much the same way I imagine you're being urged.
Well, the military and the network have been trying to portray this dispute in Thailand as about former Prime Minister Thaksin. It's not. It is about the near end of the current reign of King Rama IX. It is about the royal succession, which is going to take place sooner or later. And this aristocratic network would like to be sure that they are in total control before that happens.
So they want to imprison people like Thaksin to make sure that he doesn't seize power when that handover happens?
Not only Thaksin, but the likes of him.
Have you been in touch with Thaksin Shinawat?
Yes, I have. I have been close to him personally, but I did not consult him with this organization. I don't think that he would be up to it at this time.
Not up to it, or perhaps not sympathetic to it?
No, he is sympathetic to any democratic courses, but he had it up to ears about the pressure and all the attacks to his life, his family and such. So as a human being, we have to respect his right to reevaluate his priorities. I'm not going to ask him to join us. If he joins us, it would be good. If he doesn't join us, be it.
Why do you think he wouldn't be up to it?
I don't know. I talked to him not long time ago, and he seems like he wanted to stay quiet at this time.
25 general elections and 19 coups in Thailand since 1932. It's quite a record. Does it indicate that there's something inherently broken with the system of democratic government in Thailand? Indeed, the system that your government was previously a beneficiary of, that clearly a lot of people felt was not open and was somehow corrupted, that it was rigged effectively to keep returning your side to power?
Well, we have no time to tell the whole Thai history, but I just want to recap a fact for you. That after the 1932 revolution that changed the country from absolute monarchy to constitutional monarchy, the democratization in Thailand has been undermined and destroyed all along because the aristocratic network has wanted to bring Thailand back to the pre-1932 atmosphere. And unfortunately, they have been quite successful, the other side, in trying to portray democratization as being about politicians, it's about corruption, it's about inefficiency, to the point that people forget to ask, what is the other side representing?
Final question. You don't want to have any part of this democratic process. You seem to want to continue the protest and bring it down that way. Speaking to you gives me a strong sense of deja vu. When I spoke to members of the Muslim Brotherhood after Morsi was turfed from power last year, they were saying exactly the same thing. It has just turned out horribly for them, and they are as far from power as they would ever be. Do you look at that and draw any lessons?
Well, it's the first time that we are compared to that. But let me put it this way. I don't think that we would like to go to the extreme in any way, religiously or politically. We are not going for any other means to get what we want to achieve. It must be peaceful, nonviolent, and democratic in the process.
Well, that's what the Brotherhood said as well. But the point is that right now, hundreds of their members have been sentenced to jail. Their protesters have been rounded up. They're now a banned organization, and they have no hope really of returning to government in Egypt in the foreseeable future.
Look, I cannot control what you believe. But what I can tell you is what I intend to do. And that's what I said. We intend to democratize Thailand. We intend to get the Thai people to be involved in the process. And we want to shine the spotlight on what had been ruining and destroying the democratization all along. That's what we want to do.
Jakrapol Pankhea, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Secretary General of the Organization of Free Thais for Human Rights and Democracy, one of the leaders of the anti-coup movement. He was a foreign minister and a spokesman for the government of the former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, speaking to us via Skype in an undisclosed location. Got no idea where he is.